This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Tuesday, March 22, 2022, Montana reports 272,258 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 78 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 11 new cases in Lewis and Clark County, that's Helena, the state capital. 8 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana. 7 new cases in Flathead County, Kalispell, Whitefish. 6 new cases in Fergus County, Lewistown. 6 new cases in Lake County, Polson and the CSKT and Flathead Indian Reservations. And more new cases in 19 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 463. Currently, 35 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,237 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 972,000 Americans have died. There have been 79,700,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied the Republican-majority Montana State Legislature's request that it take up a high-profile separation of powers case stemming from Republican subpoenas of judicial documents during the 2021 legislative session. The case docket on the Supreme Court website shows that the state's petition, filed by Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson, has been denied. Montana Supreme Court Administrator Beth McLaughlin had filed the underlying lawsuit with the Montana Supreme Court in response to legislative subpoenas seeking court records. Her attorney, Randy Cox, said that the court's decision signaled that the legal dispute has come to a close. Cox said, "The Montana legislature has now been told by every court at every level that its actions were outside the law. A state district court, the Montana Supreme Court, and now the U.S. Supreme Court all agree that grabbing potentially private and privileged emails by legislative subpoena rather than seeking them through a normal public records request was improper." During months of court filings hashing out the parameters of the legislature's subpoena powers, Montana Supreme Court justices blocked subpoenas issued to them directly, citing the ongoing legal case. The court also denied repeated motions from the Attorney General's office asking all justices to recuse themselves over an alleged conflict of interest. In July, the court found that the legislature had overstepped its authority and that its subpoenas were overly broad, ordering all documents obtained in the subpoena to be returned. Today, the Republican majority legislature has yet to do so. The Bozeman Goodwill store will permanently close its doors on March 31st due to staffing shortages. The store at 2130 Simmental Way says, "The staffing shortage is so bad in the Bozeman community that we've been struggling for years, even pre-pandemic, to hire people." A liquidation sale began last Thursday and will continue until the store closes. As of Monday, the sale is 50% off all merchandise. The Belgrade Goodwill store at 6161 Jackrabbit Lane will remain open. The 17 employees of the Bozeman Goodwill will have the option of transferring to the Belgrade store. The sale and redevelopment of Fire Station No. 1 in downtown Bozeman plans to convert the structure to at least 50 workforce housing units. City commissioners are set to vote on the sale of Fire Station No. 1 at the corner of North Rouse and East Mendenhall Street and the allocation of $1.6 million in tax investment funds for a housing project at their meeting next week. The proposed buyers, Corey Reistad and Allison Bryan, will pay $2.9 million for the building and plan for the workforce housing units to target people making no more than 120% of the area median income, which is $63,300 for a one-person household and $90,400 for a four-person household. If commissioners approve the sale, the city would place a covenant on the land requiring affordable housing. The fire station operations are moving to the Public Safety Center further north on Rouse, which opens later this year. Fire Station No. 1 shares the same half block as the Labor Temple, which houses the studios of KGVM, Gallatin Valley Community Radio. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.